Gabon, daztazeko entxule guztioi. Hauze, swing doinuko gaua dia. Larun baguzitan bezala, hemen ibiliko gara, taztaz, irrati libera, kutsitako uin txoko honetan, musika beltza dugula entzungai. Horatu musika beltzak emandako ahots handien ziklo baten barne gaudela, jada barrailtzarz, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin bezalako musikariei buruz egon garela hitz egiten, haien olako monografiko bat egin diegu, eta gaurkoan beste pertsonai badakargu, Jill Scott Heron. Irurogeita marreko, larogeita marreko musikaria dugu Jill Scott Heron, ez poeta, musikaria, idazlea eta ba, beltzen giza eskubideen aktivista. Bere musika, jazz, soul, blues, bezalako musika motak barne hartu inditu, eta zer esan genezake gehiago, barraparen zutabea jarri egin zituen balizko aintzindaria dugula gure gaurko pertsonaia, Jill Scott Heron. Buelta askorik ez diogu emango gure sintoneari eta programari hasiera emango diogu. Espero gure garako programa ba gogokoa izatea, gustoko izatea eta ongi etorria berriro zuen doinuko gauak irratsaiora. Hortxe okituko Jill Scott Heron gure azte honetako pertsonaia eta Blaxploitation deituriko abestiarekin. Guztio dakigu zenolako arriskoak eroaten ditu energia nuklearraren erabilpena. Beno, Jill Scott Heronen abesti honetan oraingoan jarri ingo duguna, hau da We Almost Lost Detroit deituriko abestia, hau da Ia Detroit galdu edo deusestu egiten dugu. Energia nuklearari buruz dijoan abesti bat dugu. Detroit irian, arrisku honen inguruan, ba pasatu egin zen gertariki baten inguruan dijoa abesti hau. Hauze bat dugu, We Almost Lost Detroit deituriko abestia, Jill Scott Heronen eskutik.
Out on the highway like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions.
What's that?
For their mothers as they ran. But no one stopped to think about the baby. Sleeps a seconds from annihilation, but no one stopped to think about the people or how they would survive. And we almost lost Detroit this time. Thank you.
county had. Sure enough, disaster's on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, money wins out every time. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. This time, Detroit, that time, almost lost Detroit, that time.
Batzuk dugu Jill Scott Heron eta We Almost Lost Detroit deituriko abestiarekin. Gure gaurko pertsonaiaren inguruan, gertatu egin zitzaidan historiotxo edo bitxikera bat kontatu nahiko nuke. Duela urteak norbaite kamiseta bat oparaitu egin zidan, kamiseta horretan, afros orneituriko tipo beltz eta serio itxurako bat zegoen irudikatua. Urtea pasan ituen jakin barik, kamiseta horretan zegoen tiporen izena. Tiporen izena Jill Scott Heron zen, hau da geure gaurko pertsonaia. Kamiseta horren irudi izaldi bat zegoen, eta esaldiak zera zaten zuen: The revolution will not be televised. Beno, hauze Jill Scott Heronen abesti baten izena dugu, lehenengo aldiz 70ean ateratako disko baten agertu izan, Small Talk and 125 and Lennox deituriko disko horretan. Hala ere, urrengo hainbat diskotan baita agertu egin da abesti hau. Abesti ikaragarria, eta orain jakin gotu zuen, gure entzule guztia jakin ahal izango zuen zergaitik Jill Scott Heron hartu egiten da edo raparen aintzindari bezala. Hau ze dugu The Revolution, barkatu, Will Not Be Televised deituriko abestia.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised.
without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the point from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Estás irrati librea.
Beno, ba, gogoratu zuin doinuko gauak irratzaioan zaudela, eta beno, ba, hori zera zan nahi du. FM-ko 87 diala jarri egin duzela, eta Taztaz irrati librea entzuten zaudela. Hala ere, gure programa baita entzun daiteke, ba, Labedi irratian edo Arrozazareko beste irrati batzuetan. Irrati horretako entzuleak baldin bazarete, ongi etorriak geurera. Beste besti batekin joango gara, funky soinuko edo funky ritmoko abesti bategaz, The Bottle du izena, hau da botila, eta edariaz dijoen abesti bat da. Hala ere, ba, bueno, ba, no, imaginatu, ba, alkolarekin arazoa dituen tipo baten inguruan dijoa letra. Abesti gogorra eta gordina, The Bottle. Hau da, botilan. Nork ez ditu inoetxo eduki alkolarekin olako arazotxoak, ez da?
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared, his old man in the bottom. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drank full time, and now he's living in the bottom. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything, his old woman waiting to pay for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in the bottom, there's people living in the bottom. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine,
Ba, aurtzeko dugu Jill Scott Heron eta edariri buruz di joan abesti bat, The Bottle deiturikoa. Gure gaurko pertsonaia, 1949an jago jo egin zen Chicagoko irian, bere guruak zeak zuten euki oso erlazio maitakorra edo adeitsua eta horren ondorioz ba banatu egin ziren. Bere hasierako urteak, Jill Scott Heronen hasierako urteak Tennesseen pasatu egingo zituen, meme amamarekin, baina tamalez ba bere amama amaire urtegaz hil egin zan eta ez zuen beste bidirekoki bere amarekin joatea Nueva Yorkera. Nueva Yorkean bertako institutuan zegoela, ba oso ona zen gure gaurko pertsonaia ba idazkitan. Egia zan hainbat liburu edo lerka liburu atera inditu, kaleratu inditu. Eta, beno, ba garai horretan institutuan bere ingeles irakaslea begia bota egin zion. Ohartu egin zen, ba Lincoln ohartu izen zehona zen Gillesko Ginon, eta Lincoln Unibertsitatera, Pensilvanian dagoena, ba, unibertsitate horretarako dirusari oso bat emon zioten. Hala ere Gillesko Ginon, unibertsitatea zen tipo nahitzako, eta hauze alde batera utxeen zuen, eta zorkuntzari eman zion. Nova York bertan, ba, Brian Jackson piano jola ezagutu egingo zuen, eta bien arteko olako kolaborazio edo pikate musika luze bat sortu egin zuten. Hirurogeita hamarrean bere lehenengo diska kaleratu egin zuen Gillesko Ginon, Small Talk and the 125 and Lennox deituriko diska. Jarri egin dugu beste abesti bat, hauze baneu betianik ezagutu egin dut Curtis Mayfielden ahotsea, Move On Up du izena, baina Gillesko Ginon badauka bere bertsioa. Hauze dugu Move On Up deituriko abestia. We'll be right back. Ba, hor txokotuko Jill Scott Heron, Curtis Mayfield abeslariaren moldaketa bat eiten, berabesti baten moldaketa bat eiten, Move On Up editurikoa. Zan behar, Move On Up abestia, ba Curtis Mayfield 70ren aterain zuen bere debut laneko ba abesti bat dugula. Jaraitu egiten dugu gure aztenetako pertsonaiarekin, Jill Scott Heron, Suindioñoko gauak irratzaioan, eta beno geratu egin geha bere lehenengo lanean, 70ean aterain zuen bere lehenengo diska. Small Talk, 125, and Lennox dituriko diska horretan. Jill Scott Heron ba oinarri musikal baten gainean bere posia edo letra bota egiten zituen. Hasieran bere kontzertuak olako poesia improvisatu baten modukoak ziren. Bere gaiak, ba beno, gai soziala batez be, hipokresia, ezjakintasuna, homofobia, telebistaren superficialitatea eta beste horren beste. Letra zorrotzak eta gordina ditu gure gaurko pertsonaia eta hori jarri egingo dugun urrengoa bestian ba ikusgai dugu edo beto zan da entzungai dugu. 71ean hau da bere aurreko lana, bere lehen debut lana atera baino eta urte bat geroxago, ba Piece of a Man deituriko diska kalaratu egin zuen, gizon baten zatiak edolako zeo zer esan nahi duen diska. Guk jarri ingo dugun urrengo abestia, diskari izena emoten dion abestia dugu. Piece of a Man deiturikoa.
Jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room, I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom. But she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man. Saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today. He didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. That he was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning, and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, he never turned my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting. Pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man.
La nueva web de Tastas te lo pone fácil.
Colabora con nosotros.
Entra en
www.tas-tas.org
y hazte socio.
Más fácil, más rápido.
Unirte a nosotros ahora solo depende de un clic.
Bueno, Tastas irratiko bazkidea izaten nahi baldin baduzu eta ez dakizu zelan, bueno, oso erreza duzu. UF elektronikoan bazartuz gero, izan bazkide deituriko pestainatxo horretan soilikan klikatu egin behar duzu, eta bertako pausuak soilikan jarraitu egin behar dituzu. Bestela, ba, irritetik pasa alzara, edo telefonoz deitu, goratu gero telefonoa, beretzei lau, amabos, amalau, amalau dela, eta gero bidea, ba, brinkaleko berogeita bat garren zenbakia, bosgarren ezkerra duzula. Gaur egun komunikabidea libreak ez direla estirazko, honek zaindu, hauek zaindu egin behar ditugu, eta zeuen laguntza behar dugu, gure unitatik irte egiten diran ahotsak, zeuen ahotsak baita badira, orduan badakizue, lagundu, mesedez. Beste abesti batera goaz, gure gaurko pertsonaiaren beste abesti zoragarri bat, eta hauze Winter in America du izena, hau da, negua Ameriketan. Irogeita molagoan, atera egin zuen disko baten agertu egiten da, eta bertan berriro berarekin batera, gure gaurko pertsonaiarekin, ba, Brian Jackson, Pione Jole, eta bere bikote musikala agertu egiten zaigu. Hauze dugu Winter in America.
All from the Indians who welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more, like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow.
winter in America. Yes, and all of the healers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. They look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America.
Hortxeko dugu Winter in America deituriko abestia. Jill Scott Hero hainbat liburu barkatu kaleratu egin ditu. The Vulture, Putrea, The Niger Factory barkatu. Hau da Beltzen lantegian, So Far So Good, Now and Then, and The Last Holidays deituriko liburuak edo olerki liburua dira hauek. Nik ez ditu bere liburuak irakurtzeko aukera izan, ala ere bere letrak irakurtzeko aukera bai izan dut, eta benetan letra zoragarriak eta onaira, eta zorrotzak kritikaz beteriko abestiak ditugu. Abestien letra ba merezi dute bere letrak irakurtzea, soilikan. Beste abesti bateaz goaz, eta jakin ezazue, bagure gaurko pertsonaia Jill Scott Heron, eskubide zibilen aktibista sutsua zela, Beltzen eskubide zibilen borrokalari nekaezina, eta garai horretan, gogoratu 70ko hamarkadan gaudela, egoera fikan gauzak ez ziren oso errezak ba Beltzentzako. Johannesburgte ikturiko abesti baten ba, labur bildu egin zuen Jill Scott Heron sentierazi egiten ziona bertako egoera. Hau izan zen gure gaurko pertsonaia Johannes Bargatu Ego Afrikari egin zion omenaldia. Johannes Burdu hau izena.
What's the word now? A sister woman, have you heard? I'm from Johannesburg.
Beno, ba, ortsuk dugu Jill Host Scott Heron eta Jess Johannes o Johannesburg deituriko abestia. Programa ugatxar dago eta, beno, zera goratu nahi dizuego bauze Jill Scott Heronen programa postumo bat dela. Hau da, pasen barkatu urte honetan hil egin da Jill Scott Heron. Duela hile bete batzuk, ba, beno, Nueva Yorkeko San Luke ospitalean eilin zan, 62 urtegaz, duela urte batzu jadaz iesa zuela eta neumonia baten ondorioz ba bukatu izan bere bizitza. Are hortxe dugu gure Jill Scott Heronen abestia gure gozamenerako. Oso zaila da pertsona baten bizitza, berrogeita hamar bost minututan labur biltzea, seguruena bagauza asko utxi egin ditugula esan barik. Hala ere, bere garairik hoberena edo emankorrena izan nahi izan dugu. Hala izan dugun hoberena egiten zaiotu egin gara, nola ez? Espero, ba, gure gaurko programa gustukoa izan eta urrengo astean irratearen beste aldean entzuten egotea, espero dugu baita. Programari bukaera emango diogu, ba, ze moduriko barena, ba, Jill Scott Heronen gure azkenenko abestia jartzen dugune. Honen izena, The Get Out of the Ghetto Blues du izena. Hauzen zena gaurkoz, Jill Scott Heron gure pertsonaia, eta aste ona izan dezazula, eta hurrengo aster arte. Aio.
Ghetto. This is called the Get Out of the Ghetto Blues. I know you think you're cool. Lord, if they bus your kids to school. Just cause they bus your kids to school. But you ain't got a thing to lose. You just got to get out of the ghetto blues. If you getting two welfare checks, you done told me you think you're cool because you're getting two welfare checks. Catch you just trying to fight that get out of the ghetto blues. What it is, what it is. Thank you.
gonna get you in the wash, the Lord knows he'll catch you in the rinse.
I know you think you're cool, just cause you shooting that stuff in your arm. I've seen you nodding, cause you shoot that stuff in your arm.